Oh, are we on? Hello, Audio Boo people. How are you? You okay? Oh, good, that's great. Okay. Right, well, we're looking at the news here, and we cannot believe our ears, our eyes, and anything else that seems to indicate anything, for that matter. We're looking at this idea that the Tory party is going to privatise the prisons, and they are training up the military, who I think could be put to better use elsewhere, to learn how to run a prison, sort of teaching them restraint techniques and everything, and also health and safety and, you know, all that sort of thing. How to whatever, I don't know. I haven't got a clue, Pilar. Help me out here. Anyway, so they're doing all that, and Yes, there's going to be some sort of privatisation. I've never heard of this before, but Ken Clark has an idea. He said, I know, why don't we privatise all the prisons to save money? That was his plan. And they seem to be going ahead with it. And the result is that the people who work in the prisons are not very happy. And there's my phone going off there. Not very happy at all. The result of which is possible industrial action, and the military will go in and run the prisons. Haven't got a clue what you have to do to run a prison, but I think the Tory party privatising the prisons, they have completely and utterly lost the plot. And all I can say is God help every single one of us. Now, that's, putting aside the fact that... Now, I haven't really understood this because I've not been following all of this, because we had all the things with Egypt, and then the Prime Minister flies off to Egypt with all his all the companies trying to sell arms to Egypt, which I thought, oh, great ethical foreign policy you have there, Mr. Prime Minister. But on top of that, then Nick Clegg goes on holiday and nobody is in charge of the ship. And I've read little bits, Nick Clegg was joking about alarm clocks and things. I honestly haven't got a clue, because at the moment I find all this international politics, and particularly the way in which the country is being run by the Tories, I find it so depressing. I think these people haven't got a clue. Put them in charge of a public school, maybe. Put them in charge of the government. They simply have not got the foggiest. And these people are destroying our military, they're destroying our universities, they're destroying everything to save a couple of quid, and they are at best incompetent. So anyway, there we go, there's my afternoon rant for a Friday. I feel better now, actually. I do feel pretty good. Thanks for listening, or not, as the case may be.